Wow. That'll bring you to your feet, won't it? If Jesus Christ has come to us. God has come to us. I want you to hear it for just a moment. Even if you've known it all of your life, I want it to echo and vibrate your soul for a minute. You and I have a God that found us. You can chase every other religious system in the world, every philosophy, every concept of trying to find a God. Jesus is the only God that came to us. Every other religious system requires you to get clean enough, good enough. You got to practice long enough to approach the grace of God. But today we celebrate that there's a God that came to us, born to us this day. A Christ, a God that will forgive us, that loves us, that will encourage us. Born unto us this day, God has come. Isn't that neat? How many of y'all glad to know God found you? God found you. Listen. And I know in our culture, in our moment of time, we got a lot of people out there wandering around seeking to find God. I always ask the question, I didn't know He was lost. It's really not the way it works. God has already found you. Go with me to Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And I want you to hear, to me it's exciting. Luke chapter 2. Jesus is born, and God kicks up a storm. Jesus is born, and God kicks up a celebration. I want you to note something, and I want you to put this in your mind. I'm going to encourage you to do something. Don't get caught up in a wrapping paper. How many of y'all get caught up in a wrapping paper? Last night, I was wrapping gifts. I don't have any artistic ability. So if I wrap the gifts by myself, It's very easy to see who wrapped those gifts. I can't make the corners, so I have an elf that helps me, and her name is Clacy. Now, I was kind of worried about my elf this year. She's kind of transformed a little bit. I used to have a little, just kind of cute little girl elf, and now I got this. The elf is looking different than the elf used to look. But I didn't come to them. I said, I need some help. Your daddy needs some help. And I said, yeah, you've always helped me. And I know you're going to think you've gotten too big, but I need some help. So we were up there wrapping gifts, and she asked me a question because she's smart like her daddy. She likes to just get to the point of things. And she said, Daddy, why in the world do we wrap these things up when we're just going to open them anyway? I said, I'm with you. I said, let's just put sacks under the tree next year. It'd be simpler. But you know what really happens is we get caught up in the wrapping paper and we miss the gift. How many of y'all live your lives like that? You're caught up on what's going on outside of you all the time and you forget the gift. How many of y'all are so worried about what you got and what you have and what you need that you never celebrate who you're around? The gift. Celebrate the gift. It's always amazed me, Dr. Wassum, that there was not one religious professional invited to the birth of Jesus. It's amazing. No professional rabbi, no leader of the systematic organized church in the birth of Christ. I know why that is, because we'd still be getting Him born if they had to call on those folk. They'd have to have a council, a vote, a meeting. They'd have to write books about it. So guess who God went to? He went to people that knew how to celebrate. Folk that knew how to talk. Folk that knew how to live. Shepherds. I kind of give you a little bit about the shepherds. I think God went to the shepherds for one practical reason. They'll tell the story. They'll talk about what they've seen. You say, well, how do you know? How many of y'all have had the privilege? We're in Kentucky. How many of y'all have had the privilege somewhere in your life, in your time, in your moment, to sit or stand or at least be around the porch of a country store? If you go there early in the morning, wise philosophers gather there. They called old farmers. And I want you to know, if we would just elect those old farmers to our Congress, all problems would be solved in this country in 20 minutes. It would take a country ham biscuit, one cup of coffee, and a Marlboro cigarette, and everything else would be all right. Everything's solved in a matter of 20 minutes if you've ever been in the country store. They know it all. Sometimes I still go find me a country store because you know what? I just want to hear what's really going on. They tell it like it is, don't they? I've never heard any political correctness on the porch of the country store. They just tell it like it is. You know what? Shepherds tell it like it is. And I want you to know that the first thing God did is told the shepherds, I'm here. And you know what? I think that's really Christmas. That's the whole Christmas message. God says, I'm here. And I want you to remember that in the morning. I'm here. No matter what you're going through, I am here. That's the power of God. How many of y'all got to know that's Christmas? I'm here. Some of us as children, we waited for that big old heavy set guy who was very jolly to get what? Here. In fact, I remember as a kid, I climbed the TV antenna one time to see if I could see him coming. But I wanted him to be here. And I was filled with excitement. But you know what? I think the church ought to have the same kind of excitement that Christmas brings. But I think it ought to be the way we live. Because guess what? Here's the good news. Jesus is here! And don't get caught up in the wrapping paper. Because let me tell you what happens. When you get caught up in the wrapping paper of life, you'll always be wrapped up. It's really, life is not about what you have. Or how much you have. Can I say that one more time? Life is not about how much you have. You know why? Because you're going to die and leave it all anyway. Is that clear enough? And what's this? We got people popping pills, drinking drinks, doing everything they can to cope with who they are in life for one reason. The wrapping paper has wrapped them up. But I got great news today. There's a gift that's been given. God has come to us. I'm excited that God has come to us, aren't you? And guess what? Here's what I love about Jesus. He looks like us. He talks like us. He walks like us. He was born like us. Except he was in a manger, wrapped up in swaddling clothes. But God became like us. Watch this. So we could get through the wrapping paper into the gift. He went and told the shepherds. The shepherds. And look at what happens. I want you to celebrate that today and tomorrow and the rest of your life, if you will. Look. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, let me help you. Sometimes when you get close to this God, it gets really scary. I don't know about you all, but if I'd spent most of my life just watching sheep and all of a sudden an angel shows up on the hillside, I would have been a little messed up that night. What about you? The same with grace. How many of y'all are amazed that God can forgive you and love you and you don't have to be wrapped up anymore? It's just as amazing when the angel of the Lord, the messenger of God, who's now the ultimate angel, is Jesus, who says this, you're forgiven. That's pretty amazing. You're loved by God. That's all striking. God from the heavens has come to earth. Merry Christmas. God from heaven has come to earth. And the angels shone around him, and the glory of the Lord was around them, and they were terrified. But here's what the angel said to them. Don't be afraid. And I want some of y'all to hear that. Don't be afraid. Boy, this would be a great gift today, wouldn't it? God, take my fear and let me live. Is that not a great gift? God, take my fear and let me live. Here's the good news. If you know Jesus Christ, your ultimate fear is gone. Most of us are scared of dying. Well, for every one of you that are in Christ, guess what? If you die, you're going to live with God in heaven forever. That's not a bad deal. So the fear of death is removed. Well, once you get the fear of death removed from your life, you don't have to live in the wrapping paper anymore because you can live. Your sin is forgiven. Your hope is established. And the love of God is shining in your life. Let it shine. Let it shine. Now, God is a God full of light. God lit up the hillside. And I want to tell you, church, we need to be lighting up the hillside of life. Amen? What do you think? What do you think? Come on, move with me just a minute. What do you think? We're the light of the world. God said so. And God doesn't just speak it. He does it. When He shows up, He puts on a party. For all of you that think it was a silent night, it wasn't. And it wasn't a little Hallmark card where there were three snowflakes falling and everybody was in awe with the baby Jesus. It was a night of ruckus. Taxes were being paid. We ought to celebrate Christmas on April the 15th, and we would all know how it really felt. People were mad, and they were caught up in the wrapping paper, and they couldn't believe that the authority, the government, was making them go back home to be counted. But in the midst of that moment, God says, I'm coming, and I'm coming in a big way. And He lights up the hillside, and He talks to the shepherds. And He said, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. How many of y'all know Christmas is for everybody? Come on, Christmas is for everybody. Nobody gets left out. You know what? I'm so thankful for you as a congregation, because guess what you've done? The angel tree and other things. You've made sure families didn't get left out this Christmas. That's because you understand Jesus. Nobody gets left out. He said, I bring you good news of great joy. God is in the world. Personally. God's always been in the world, but now He comes personally to deal with us. And to forgive us and to love us. And then look what happens. He says, today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Wow. How did God do a great thing? He made Himself just like what? Us. Where is this great thing? It's wrapped in a baby lying in a manger. And now God looks like us. But God didn't come to be us. God became like us so that we might know Him and go to where God's going. How many of y'all are glad to know that God simply did this? He came to get us. Isn't that neat? He came to get us, my friend. For all of you that have been looking for God all of these years, He found you. He found you 2,000 years ago when He birthed Himself in Jesus Christ, God in flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. He found you. And so I'm going to remind you of something. Christmas is not about you giving. That sounds weird, doesn't it? Because all your Sunday school teachers taught you, it's not about receiving, it's about giving. Maybe that's the confusion of the church. I think the American church lays weak and lays dead for one reason. It will not receive the power of God. God's not interested in our opinion, nor our philosophies. He wants us to receive what He has given. I'm glad to know, even though I couldn't clean myself, God came to clean us up. What do you think? How many of y'all have sinned? Anybody here sinned? Y'all messed up? How many of y'all peeked into the present before you're supposed to open it? Huh? Come on. Man, I could cut Scotch tape like a surgeon. We're like that. We want to peek into the present before it's time to open it. In a lot of areas of our lives. You know what God tells us, though? Jesus tells us this. I'm the present. And then guess what happens? Light shines everywhere. Because I want to show you something. He said, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men whom His favor rests on. You know what God was saying? I've unwrapped the present. Now watch this, God's kind of funny. I've unwrapped the gift of grace, but I've wrapped it up in a little baby. I've unwrapped the gift of grace, but you'll find it wrapped up in swaddling clothes. But here's what's going to happen. Think about this. The first part of God's story is He comes wrapped up in swaddling clothes. The last message of God's clothing is it is unwrapped from the tomb, and it lays in the tomb because God says, I haven't come to wrap you up. I've come to set you free. He'll unwrap it so the light can shine. You got it? So here's what I got to end on today. Guess what? You guys got to shine. We have a task in the church. We have a job. We have a reality. Here's our reality. How in the world did people know where Jesus was? What did God put in motion in the heavens? A great what? Star. So I want to leave you with this today. Guess what? You got to become a great star. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to be a star. Come on, tell them. The one you've wanted to be one all your life. How many of y'all have all wanted to be a star? Come on, how many of y'all want to be a star? Didn't y'all ever dream of having your little star on Hollywood Boulevard? We all want to be a star. We all want to be recognized. And guess what God said? I'm going to make you a star. You will reflect the love and the light of me in such a way that the world would know me. 1 Corinthians 13 says these things are important. He said, now three things will remain. Think about Christmas for a minute. After all the paper lies around in the living room, all those plastic peanuts, the popping package, which is a lot of times more fun than the gift. As it all lays around the living room or the basement or wherever you celebrate Christmas, all the wrapping paper laid out. God said after you've lived your life and after you've gone through adventure after adventure and episode after episode and in moment after moment, He said three things will remain. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. And the greatest of these is love. You want to go be a star? You receive the love of God today. And then you let that love come out in your life, in every part of your life, in the way that you live. Let the love of Christ come out of your life. And guess what? You will point the world to who Jesus is. Faith, hope, and love. These three remain. And the greatest of these is what? Love. So you know what I tell you in the name of Jesus? Don't get caught in a wrapping paper. Doesn't last long enough. However, I would allow Jesus to unwrap you of your sin and then wrap you in His love so that you might live forever and ever. And if you'll do that and then just go tell the story, guess what? They'll know Jesus is real. Why in the world would a crazy man like me preach Jesus crucified and resurrected? Bottom line, it works. How many of you could say today, I would not be living the life I live today if it wasn't for the baby who was born in a manger? The baby who was crucified outside of Jerusalem. The baby who was risen from a tomb. And the baby who now is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the right hand of the living God, waiting to return again. That's our baby, born in Bethlehem. Amen. Merry Christmas, church. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank You for Your love, for Your passion, for Your intimacy, for Your birth. God, I thank You that You have unwrapped us to love and to live an incredible life. God, I thank You that without You, we know we're dead. But Lord, I thank You that with You, we are just as convinced that we are alive. And so God, I pray that we would live today in the name of Jesus. Amen. I told you it's better to receive. I told you the truth. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth too. How many of y'all like to get something good? Man, if I'm getting something good, I'm not thinking about what I'm giving you. I tell you the truth. When Elizabeth brings me a piece of peanut butter fudge, I ain't thinking about anything else. But thank you, honey, for that peanut butter fudge. She made me some last night. I could see 50 more pounds on me. If I keep it up, I'm going to give Bishop Jakes a run for his money for what's over with. I am. Watch. This is the greatest gift you can receive this Christmas. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, hear me. He wants to be with you. Now, I know some of y'all are thinking right now, Harris, you just don't understand what I've done. Yes, I do. You're a sinner. Just like everybody else. I want y'all to quit thinking your sin's more special than anybody else's. The only reason that your sin seems a little worse than everybody else's is because it's yours. Huh? Yeah. It's yours.
But here's what I want you to know about Christmas. God says He'll make it His. And He'll forgive it. And He'll wipe you clean. And He'll bring faith into your life and hope into your life. And the greatest of all, He will love you like you've never been loved. But guess what you got to do to get that? Receive. Here's the way you come to follow God. Lord, here I am. I'm a sinner. I've messed up. I've not done what You've asked me to do. I've not been who You wanted me to be. But Jesus, I stand at Your mercy today. And I believe You died on a cross, and I believe You've risen from the grave. Now watch this. Lord Jesus, I receive You into my what? Life. And guess what God does? He forgives you. Now you get forgiven, you get different. I don't care who you are. You'll start becoming different. You say, am I going to be weird? No more than you are right now. I'd rather be weird headed to heaven than weird headed to hell. Amen? No, let's get honest. Yeah, if you don't know Jesus today, you come and meet Him today. Listen, I know we got some folk that are out of town today. You get saved here. You can go get baptized wherever you want to in the world, but you get saved right here today. I want you to wake up in the morning, if you don't know Jesus, and say, I know You, Lord. I know You, Lord. Merry Christmas. It's for some people, we already had some people get saved. Guess what? In the morning, Kev, they're going to wake up in the morning. This is going to be the first Christmas they wake up and really understand it. Because some people think Christmas is just about giving each other a bunch of stuff that you're going to sell in a yard sale 3 years later. But see, Christmas isn't cheap. Christmas is exquisite. Christmas is divine. Christmas is extraordinary. Christmas is royalty. Did I tell you today there was a baby born in Bethlehem wrapped in swaddling clothes that has changed the universe, that has set in motion grace to every living, breathing human ever created? From the first Adam to the last Joe, God's grace wants to touch you. You receive Jesus today. Maybe you need to come and kneel down today and say, God, I'm sorry. All year long, I've walked around trapped in the wrapping paper. I just love the way it looks. Sometimes the wrapping paper is the problems we've had. Sometimes it's the images we try to live up to. Sometimes we think it's what everybody else says. Here's what Jesus said. I love you. And here's what Jesus said on the cross. I love you so much. It is finished. And He hung His head. And He died for your sin and for my sin. And then here's what He said 3 days later. What I finished. As He stepped out of that tomb, I now begin anew. New life for all that I've created. Don't miss the gift. His name is Jesus. Let's stand.